As we continue this week of this great communion of saints that we've had each day, and it continues tomorrow as well, this great Saint Clare, a great friend of Saint Francis. And I don't know if the church could have picked better readings for this memorial, for this feast day. As we hear the words of Saint Paul from chapter 3 to the Philippians, if you know St. Clare's story, you can imagine that this is a testament of her life as well. Consider everything as loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus. I have accepted the loss of all things and consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him. I think that's a great synopsis of the heart of St. Clare, the desire to be found in Christ. This young girl from a rich, noble family who we can say had the world at her fingertips, could have been so much in the world's eyes, was desired by many men to be their wife. But she came from a religious family maybe. She knew of the Lord. She knew the Lord. Her heart was turned towards the things of the Lord. And when she encountered St. Francis and his preaching, and the radical way in which he embraced the gospel, in particular the gospel poverty, her heart was moved to a depth where she had no choice but really to follow him. And she did. When she was 18, on Palm Sunday, she made a firm commitment in her heart and with her life to follow St. Francis, to live this radical life of poverty. Because she had encountered the truth of Jesus Christ, and she knew that nothing else mattered. So we can think some points of meditation, points of reflection, the value of good friendship, that her and St. Francis were good friends. And these two young people who had dedicated their lives to the Lord were encouraging each other to be better, to be holy, to become more like Christ. So who are the friends in our life? And for our parents, who are the friends we're allowing our children to hang out with? Are they encouraging them towards holiness? Do we have a St. Francis in our life? And are we a St. Francis? Because we don't know who the Clares are around us who are waiting for our response. I mean, where would we be without St. Francis? Would we have St. Clare? Who knows? But we had a St. Francis. And so we need to model our life after that part of the friendship. And then even though we have so many worldly, natural opportunities, some at our very fingertips, or are we willing to forego the passing pleasures of this world to count them as so much rubbish for the hope to be known in Christ Jesus? What are we willing to let go of? What are we not willing to let go of? So we can ask St. Clare for that gift, for that courage to follow wholeheartedly, unreservedly, Jesus Christ to the heights of heaven, so that I may be possessed in him, by him. I'll leave behind everything as I continue my pursuit for what lies ahead. And this is the heart of the disciple, lived, we can say, perfectly by St. Clare and St. Francis. What a beautiful example Mother Church gives us today of this radical life that's demanded of every disciple. We all won't follow exactly the life of St. Clare and the external, but internally it must be the same. I mean, there's no getting to heaven unless we've detached completely from this world. And so the example of the religious who live out the life well, we have lots of poor examples of religious. But for the religious who live their life well, those evangelical counsels of poverty, chastity, and obedience, they are the model for us who live in the world of what our life should be and could be if we have the courage to say yes. And just at her canonization, Pope Alexander IV said this: "How powerful was the illumination of this light, meaning of the life of St. Clare. How powerful was the illumination of this light, and how strong the brightness of this source of light. Truly, this light was kept hidden in the cloistered life, and outside them shone with gleaming rays. Clare, in fact, lay hidden, but her life was revealed to all. Clare was silent, but her fame was shouted out. For us too, when we hide our life in Christ, then our life will shout, and we'll be shouting the name of Jesus.